You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what do you got to share with me about Joy, my friend?
Well, one of the account executives here at work bought a mug for me. And it's a cool little mug because it's Bob Ross, the painter. I think everyone's fairly familiar still with Bob Ross. He's an old school painter. If you don't know, look him up.
Happy trees.
Happy trees, happy clouds, happy mountains. So this mug is kind of cool because it's all black and it's just a picture of him and he looks like he's painting. So when you put hot coffee or hot tea in it, the black slowly disintegrates and disappears and it's like a mountain scene. So it appears with hot water on the mug. It's a pretty darn cool mug. So my kids have been kind of mesmerized by this. They've been asking who Bob Ross is. Well, now last night Reed was on Minecraft, my son. And one of the characters on there was named Bob Ross, and somebody had created a little character on there that looked just like the painter. So, again, Reed was like, this Bob Ross guy keeps popping up everywhere. And I said, buddy, do you even know who this is? He's like, no, not really. So, Dom, we plunked
down. It
was
time for education.
It was time. I said, grab the iPad, little man. And we went into my bedroom. We plopped down on our bed and laid down, and we turned on The Joy of Painting on YouTube. And we watched about an hour of Bob Ross painting, and it was just so sweet to see how mesmerized he was by this guy. And he kept commenting, he's like, those look like real clouds. Those leaves look like real trees. That mountain, he just painted a mountain. And it was just so sweet to see him watching something besides his goofy YouTube people that he watched or playing video games and actually seeing something that's beautiful. And seeing the joy in his eyes from The Joy of Painting. And then I had to actually explain to him. I was like, buddy, I used to paint like Bob Ross. Like, I would come home from school and watch him. I bought all of his paints. I bought canvases. So I've got to actually go find him. I think they're at my mom's house. Some of my paintings that look like Bob Ross. And wow, my kids. But it was just so cool to spend a little time with Reed last night sharing Bob Ross, man. It was just so sweet.
Do you think your son might have the painting gene?
I hope. He's a creative little kid. And I was kind of wondering that as I was sitting there, kind of waiting for him to say, hey, can we go buy some canvas and some paints and I can give this a shot?
Yeah, that would be neat. Even if he doesn't have the gene per se, what a great outlet for anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people who don't discover painting until they're later in life, and I mean sometimes much later in life.
Yeah, it's like a retirement thing.
They seem to end up saying, I wish I had taken this up sooner because it is so relaxing, it's calming.
Could have been one of the main reasons I didn't have a lot of girlfriends in high school, but that's a whole other story.
That's one of many reasons, isn't it?
I had to rush home to watch Bob Ross and paint. You know, and watching it again after all these years, because I haven't watched A Joy of Painting in probably a decade, it was super cheesy. It's super cheesy. Happy clouds. And then, you know, the way he talks and he just beats those brushes out. And it's it was super cheesy.
Maybe with a disclaimer going in, you know, if you're going to turn other people onto it, you're like, listen.
It's a different time.
It's a different time. And, you know, we talked differently.
In the videos, he was talking about how people kept writing him hundreds of letters and sending in their photographs of what they had painted.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, if old Bob Ross was around nowadays, man, he'd have a pretty sweet social media account. He could post things on Instagram. He missed out.
Well, we might talk a little bit more about this later, but the story that you referenced earlier about this survey about people looking for joy and wanting more joy.
The world needs more joy.
Yeah, the world does. And we're especially at a time, it's not as if it's not always important. It is, but there are certain times like 2020 when we seem to crave a little bit of an infusion of joy and people are desperately searching for it. And often, you know, I think you'd agree with this. Often they're searching externally for it. And many times it's something internally that can bring them a lot of joy. And in this case, I think about Reed sitting down by himself with a canvas and some paints and just creating whatever speaks to him.
Yeah.
And what kind of joy that could bring instead of looking to, for instance, YouTube videos watching other people doing things.
Sure.
Right? Because we always want something external to provide joy. When the biggest generator of joy, I think, mostly comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I think really that's so great that you did that with him and you turned him on to that art form.
I would love to see what he would create, too, just to kind of see what comes out of a kid's mind as he paints.
Yeah.
Might be a fun little experiment. So
before his
creativity
has been beaten out of him, right?
Right, right. Or he starts mimicking his friends too much. I've started noticing that too. You know, instead of being his own little person, he's kind of starting to mimic the friends. I'm starting to see that creep in. So, but yeah, it was a good little night. It was nice just to sit back and decompress a little bit.
Well, go out and get him some paints and canvas and see what happens.
A little afro wig and he can go to town.